Welcome back inside the WAER studios here on the Double Overtime. Mark Weber here, Jarrett Lees with you as well. Breaking down Syracuse's 52-17 win over Tulane. But now we're currently pleased to be joined by our reporter Bailey Lipschultz, who was inside the Carrier Dome today, got to absorb all the action, go to Coach Scott Schaefer's press conference. And Bailey, starting off right away before we get into the in-game specifics, what did Coach Scott Schaefer have to say about the injured players in today's game, Brandon Reddish and Rob Welsh?
He said that going forward, they're going to find out soon, shortly after the press conference. But at the time when he spoke, they did not know any updates.
Terrell Hunt, another great game, 181 yards, five touchdowns in general, that's including rushing and passing. What did Coach Schaefer and Terrell Hunt have to say about his performance?
Coach Schaefer said he really loved how Hunt handled the huddle going forward and got everyone to gel and spread the ball around. They had 10 receivers catch balls. He also said that Terrell Hunt is their guy right now, and he really has developed a love of the kid and that he means a lot to him right now.
And another guy which you got to feel bad for at this point, quarterback Drew Allen. Did Coach Scott Schaefer have anything positive to say about Drew Allen? He likes to bring him up a lot, but did he really say anything about Drew Allen in the postgame today?
He didn't speak game-specific about Drew Allen, but he did mention that going forward, he would like to get Drew Allen reps just in case something happens to Terrell Hunt in the coming games coming up. They got Clemson in a couple weeks, and he wants to try to get Drew Allen some more game time.
Jared West surprisingly having one reception today. Chris Clark, even more shockingly, getting four receptions today. Any word on what was going on with West, whether there was coverage issues with him or the fact that Chris Clark had a phenomenal game today?
Well, Chris Clark spoke, and he said that him and Terrell were reading the secondary very well, and they kept seeing the same holes. On the one drive, they threw to him three times in a row, and he said that he's smaller, and Terrell said he loves to throw him because he's smaller, and he gets kind of lost in the coverage.
Our reporter Bailey Lipschultz joins us here in studio, continuing to talk about Syracuse's 52-17 win over Tulane. Switching gears a little bit to the special teams, which played a huge factor in today's game, and the fact that Tulane was just deplorable. What did Coach Scott Schaefer have to say about Tulane's really rough special teams today?
Coach Schaefer said that he was really pleased, and going into this game, they looked at the film of Tulane's punt team, and they said that they saw a weakness they could exploit between the left tackle and the left wing, and they really went at it. They brought two guys on both block punts, and they got into the backfield, and both guys had an opportunity to block it, and he said he liked the intensity where if they didn't block it, they would have ran into the punter, but he said they got to bring that every time they go for a block punt.
Obviously, the special teams coming up huge today. Tulane special teams, not so much. Cairo Santos, 26 consecutive field goals, finally misses one today. Was Coach Scott Schaefer just absolutely thrilled the fact that they were able to get a block off the mighty Cairo Santos today?
He was really happy with what happened. Again, it was the same kind of tenacity and aspect that they brought the same gap, and two guys again had an opportunity to block it, and he said they were really pleased with the line getting into and getting pressure and being able to disrupt the streak that when he was warming up, he was hitting it from 60 yards, and you're able to get a block on that guy.
Moving a little bit now to the defensive side of the ball, I'm sure Coach Scott Schaefer was thrilled with the way Syracuse forced constant pressure on Tulane quarterback Nick Montana. What did Coach Scott Schaefer have to say about Syracuse constantly being in the face of Nick Montana throughout today's game?
He was really happy with their ability to dial up blitzes and get their hands in the face and constantly hit Nick Montana every time it seemed like every time he dropped back to throw, he was getting hit by one or two Syracuse defenders, and he was really pleased with how they were able to control bringing the pressure and get into his face.
One guy who's sort of like the Rodney Dangerfield of the Syracuse football defense, who just never gets the amount of respect that he does deserve, is Eric Crum. Unbelievable player, got the big blots of that punt, got a sack today. Was there any word on him about his tremendous performance once again, and or no one talked about him just like usual?
He got skipped over yet another week.
Oh man.
Coach Schaefer was really pleased with how they played, but he got passed by.
Jarrett Lees, Mark Weber here with you, alongside our reporter Bailey Lipschultz, continuing to give us good stuff as always. Syracuse had a new look today, some new helmets rocking the all blue today. What did Coach Scott Schaefer have to say about Syracuse's new look today?
He was really pleased. He said that they had been working, the players were also working with Nike to design the helmets, and that he felt if they included the players into their decision-making, it would help. And going forward, it helps them get recruits, because when you go into a school that has the kind of tie-in with Nike, it's a big plus side.
Finally, before we let you go, just one last question for me, a typical question for me. I'm just really curious. One of my favorite things that Syracuse does is if there's one random guy who gets a touchdown, they always get that spot to speak on the podium, answer questions from the media, no matter if they never do or probably never will again. Clay Cleveland, 2 touchdowns today from the fullback, both receiving touchdowns, and some pretty impressive catches on both of them. Was he able to speak at the podium, or did anyone have to say anything about his performance today?
He didn't speak, but Coach Scott Schaefer really harped on how much he is a big factor on the goal line. Apparently, they call him Clutch Clay because he catches everything.
Clutch
and
Clay.
Coach Schaefer said he was originally a walk-on, and he worked his way up, and they just gave him a scholarship this last year. And so he means a lot to them on the goal line and going forward.
Bailey Lipschultz, our reporter, joining us here on the Double Overtime. It's our favorite part of the report, Bailey. Did you get any interesting news, notes, or nuggets from today's game?
Couple fun facts. Syracuse had 2 block punts. The last time they did that, September 11th, 2004, against Buffalo. Also, back-to-back games with 50-plus points. Last time that happened was 1997 when the Orange did it 3 games in a row.